Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Planning for the 2025 cropping season is already underway as growers set rotations and begin to purchase inputs. But before packing away 2024, SDSU Extension Weed Management Specialist Eric Jones encourages producers to pause and consider the success or failures of this year, including weed management.
It should be site-specific. Again, you're not going to want to plant that same crop variety across the whole farm. You're going to tailor it to what fields have what soil types, characteristics, or different problems, and weed management needs to be approached in that same manner.
For example, what weeds were present and where? Were the weed escapes due to flooding, misapplication, or resistance? If a farmer is satisfied with his weed management in 2024, Jones advises still considering changing things up, as using the same tactics over and over again are destined to eventually fail as weeds adapt.
If it works really good, keep it in your back pocket. Don't just throw it out, but don't use it every year as well. You know, if you like using a certain herbicide pre on corn, maybe only use it in a few certain fields that has the bad weed problems.
Jones states there is no perfect weed management strategy, but using numerous herbicide products and application timing, along with non-herbicide strategies such as rotation, cover crops, or tillage, will aid in controlling weeds in 2025. Visit extension.sdstate.edu for more on weed management strategies.